Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine, and how may I help you?
Yes, this Apple Pay is charged on my phone. I didn't authorize whatever this is, and I'd like to know how I can fight this to take this up off of my
May I please have your first and last name?
Betty Wormat.
Thank you for that. Can you please verify your email on the account for security purposes?
Betty LBW1 at gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And this is also a good callback number for you, just in case we are disconnected.
Yes.
I do show here that you have purchased your digital and physical certification, paying $85. And how may I help today?
What is that?
It is a training to get you qualified for your concealed carry permit. Are you stating that the charge is fraudulent and that you never authorized the $85 charge?
Yes. I couldn't get that if I wanted to. I'm a felon.
Before I escalate this over to our fraud department, which requires you working with our local police department in hours to investigate your to investigate who is responsible, there are a few things that I must go over with you. The order was placed on July the 16th, 2020, at approximately 5:55 p.m. for the digital and physical certification. And also, our tracing records of the order show someone was logged into a Facebook account and came across a concealed carry training course ad. Click the ad and register with their first and last name. And I show an email was sent to the email after they registered at BettyLBW1@gmail.com. Yes, ma'am. And I also show here that the order was placed with a Samsung. Is that a device that you own?
Yes, it is.
Before I escalate this over, I want to give you the opportunity to remember if this was something you or perhaps someone in your household did back on the date of July the 16th using the information and the Samsung device. All of this is stemming from a Facebook ad. So again, to avoid all of that, I just want to make sure, did you want to take some time out to do some research on your end to see if this was something you or someone in your household did?
No.
Give just one moment while I get you transferred. Please hold the line for me.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just one moment.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Please continue to hold the line. Just one more moment. I'm still here, ma'am. Just one more moment, okay?
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Please continue to hold the line. Just one moment.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. Please continue to hold the line. I'm still here, ma'am. Just one more moment. Thank you for holding, ma'am. Now I'm just going to go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department. Thank you for calling customer service and have a great one.
You too.